Sven, straight to the point, no bullshit marketer.
I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to show you how you too can build a lifestyle business working from home in your underwear.
Making it very simple.
Yes, find out what they want, package it into a cool offer, and ask money for it.
Extremely sensitive.
Find out their insecurities, make them more insecure, and then sell them the solution. It's kind of like make them cry and take their money, but for the greater good.
Romantic to his backbone.
I'm not telling you to cheat on your wife, but I'm telling you to learn from the people who do, because there are many business lessons that apply.
For a full transcript of this episode and more marketing and conversion tactics,
head over to marketingwithsven.com or log into iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play and type Marketing with Sven in the search box. And don't forget to rate and review the show.
To work with Sven personally and be a part of his prestigious mentoring program, go to svensbootcamp.com.
I'll bust your balls and call your bullshit. But when I'm done with you, you will know how to build a large, profitable email list
and make a full-time living writing just one email a day.
Because who knows? Yes, one tactic we share on the show might double your business and give you the breakthrough that you've been looking for.
Yo, Sven here. You know, this is actually the totally wrong time to go live and create an episode. Just look at the way I'm looking. Actually, I'm out. I went out for jogging round, and I still didn't get a haircut. I look fucking ridiculous. But who cares? Because this episode is going to be anyway about why the hell you should not be walking on eggshells for your customers. I'm basically, sometimes, like right now, I am doing this fairly unprofessionally. But it doesn't matter, because the content is the same. Even though my hair looks ridiculous, that's another thing. I've been procrastinating the shit out of literally anything. Because ever since this coronavirus pandemic started, and I got sick into corona and all of that, it's just that I've been thinking that I have more important things to do, or I just been lazy. Sometimes it's okay to be that, but it doesn't exactly bring you results in business if you ain't already have business running that you can email every single day, which I'm doing, because if there's one thing I'm not lazy about, is emailing my list. And the thing is that lately I've had some discussions with a few clients, actually some of them even got pissed with me, and that's also okay. I don't care. They can get out if they like to. Here's the thing. In business, there's something called the 80-20 rule. And the 80-20 rule, if you don't know what that is, you should check out a book which is called 80-20 Marketing. It's written by Per Marshall. It refers to firsthand, but it goes for literally any number in business. But firsthand, it refers to that it's about 20% of your customers that make 80% of your profits, right? Now, what that means is that there's a small bunch of your customers that will make you the most money, the repeat buyers, the big buyers, those, in my case, that buy a lot of traffic, invest a lot of money in coaching with me, and so on and so forth. They make me the most money. Then the rest of the customers, they also make a big bunch of money. But if you twist this around, there's also something that I would like to say, that you should fire 20% of your customers, and you don't want them because they're actually more maintenance than they make money. And some kind of customers or clients, they require more time and effort, and they are just not worth it because they are sheep people. And when I say sheep people, I don't mean that they are trying to look for a good deal. You should always be doing that. What I mean is that they are sheep in a way that they always look into literally get away with everything for free. Jeez, I really gotta cut my hair and stop procrastinating that as well. Because the reason is you're just staying at home because of this coronavirus pandemic thing. It's easy to get lazy. Just trying to wait the virus out. Anyway, since you should fire 20% of your customers because they are high maintenance,
that also means something that I really do not take lightly on, and that is that I never walk on eggshells for my customers. And the reason you shouldn't do that either, because some people, they like to put their customers on a freaking pedestal. And first of all, if you do that, you come across as needy. And if you come across as needy, people get the feeling like, okay, so please buy, please buy, please buy. And they won't buy, because if you're that desperate for the sale, you're communicating to people that you need their sales. And it's kind of, well, basically it's pretty much like the same thing in the dating game. If you come across as needy, you just mess things up. And in sales and business, it's actually the same thing. And the reason why it's the same thing is because people are people, and people just don't like needy people. And people buy from people that they know, like, and trust. So it's pretty much the same, the goddamn same thing. So don't be needy. And that also means never walk on eggshells. Because when you're walking on eggshells, and what I mean by that is that you're very careful with everything you say and do and so on. You're trying to do everything to please your customer. Same thing in relationships with other people. What's happening? Well, I turn around. I go the more far route. But what I mean by that, in relationships with other people, if you walk on eggshells, if you just show them that you're scared of losing them, it doesn't matter if it's a friend, if you're in the dating game, or if you're in business, it doesn't matter. As soon as you show that you are literally scared of losing them, they will start taking advantage of you. And when it comes to customers, that is a really bad thing, because that means asking for unnecessary refunds. That means asking to get more than what they paid for. It also means asking maybe to get a discount, an offer that has expired already. I mean, if I put up an offer with... Yo, it's Sven here. If you're enjoying this show and digging the content, then make sure to follow the show on marketingwithsven.com, or go to YouTube or iTunes and type in Marketing with Sven in the search box and subscribe to the show. It really helps. Thanks. Let's say it's open for 2 days and it's a big discount or includes a big bonus or something, and there's a timer on the page. You have 48 hours to act. Some people, they act late, or they want to act late, and they say, I didn't see this until now. Can I still get the deal? And I say, no. Okay? Say no. And then that will piss some people off. If you're walking on eggshells, then you will say, oh, yeah, I'm making an exception in your case, blah, 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 blah. I never make those kind of exceptions, and neither should you. If an offer expired, then it's expired. And, well, basically what you say is that next time, act on time. Because if you start doing that, people will slowly start losing respect for you. And then the next time you have a timed offer or a one-time offer or whatever in place, people are also not going to take you seriously, because they know that they can get it pretty much anytime they want. So at the same time that you're saying no, you're also saying to people that I'm in business, and when there's a limited offer, it is limited, but you're also honoring those who actually acted on the offer. Because those who acted on the offer, if they find out that you're giving it away afterwards and stuff like that, then they will get pissed off, because they are unfairly treated, and rightfully so. So, yes, get better at saying no, okay? Yes, get better at saying no. And also, sometimes I have people reaching out to me also telling me how to do my marketing. People who make no money whatsoever, or maybe they make money, I don't care. But people who are on my list or are my customers, and they may be reaching out and saying to me, Sven, you should stop using a bad language. As soon as I'm finished recording, I'm gonna start running again. But they tell me well, you should lower your prices, or they tell me you should not use a politically incorrect language in your emails, or you should not use the word fuck, or you should, I mean, I had one email I sent out with the subject line, top three reasons I love Satan, just to get attention, and people opened it, clicked it, and buy. Then I had some people reaching out to me and saying, hey, I refuse making business to someone who's writing an email about Satan. Here's the thing. I'm not endorser of Satan. There was nothing serious about it. I wrote an email that was meant to piss some people off, basically, because those who get pissed off and those who act like that, you know, I don't want you as my customer. If you're a person like that that's just getting upset for things that no user getting upset over, I don't want you as my customer. And go somewhere else, because I don't want to make business with you. And when I say that, literally, when I respond back to these people, I say, hey, if you don't like my emails, unsubscribe. Don't complain, just unsubscribe. If you don't like my podcast, then don't listen, for crying out loud. But these kind of haters that become so, and you're going to get haters. Whatever you do, you're going to get some people who hate you. And that's a good thing. Because if you do, it also means that there are people who, quote unquote, fall in love with you and buy your stuff. For every hater, there is a convert. There is someone who's buying. So, when you actually state your opinions hard, you being you, and no one can get liked by every fucking person on this planet, when you're being you, you're also being unique, and that's when you also build a following who turns into fans and who ultimately will turn into customers and buy from you. Which you are not gonna get if you keep walking on eggshells, because you just lose respect. Now, I mean, if you could just make an assumption, compare this to the dating games. Whether you're a boy or you're a girl, it doesn't matter. You probably always heard from anyone, or you experienced by yourself, that the moment you are needed, the moment you just walk on eggshells for people, and the moment you're not being yourself, it's actually harder for you. And it is harder because people will start thinking that, hey, something fishy is going on here. Something weird is going on. He or she is acting this nice because they want something from me. And that's just the feeling you give people. They will not feel comfortable around you, and they will definitely not go out with you if you act like that. Now, to translate this into business, the thing is that it's just the way it works in relationships with other people, okay? And business is about relationships. And since it's about relationships, and it's ultimately other people who actually pay you, who pay you money, the same rule apply. Exactly the same rules apply. So if you're not needy, if you're being yourself, if you're being a person who's awesome, who's there to be liked, but also who don't get along with all the people around, and you develop some haters, well, that's a good thing, because that means that you will build your unique you, your attractive character, and a character that is followable by other people, and that way you're going to thrive and build a business, and that's ultimately why you should never walk on eggshells for your customers. You should never just be, you know, doing everything to try to get them to buy from you, or not to lose them, and so on and so forth. You should just be yourself, and if they don't want your business, then basically you tell them, okay, but then screw you. I can block you from buying. I don't need your business. My life doesn't change if you don't act. And we have that kind of attitude. It's actually amazing to see how many of these haters ultimately turn into customers and start following you. Because when you have that kind of attitude, you communicate that, hey, my stuff is so good that so many people are buying it that I don't need you. That's what you're communicating. And when you're communicating that, actually a lot of these haters are going to turn into customers, because they ask, okay, if there's so many people who want this, maybe I should get it too. So there you go. That's why never
walk on eggshells for your customers. Now I'm gonna continue to run, and I'm gonna continue to run for a pretty good while. And I'll talk to you in the next episode. Hopefully, the next episode will be a little bit less sweaty. Take care, ciao.
Another episode of Marketing with Sven Makes History.
So if you're digging the show and the content, don't forget to rate and review the show. Just log into iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play, or head over to marketingwithsven.com and subscribe to the show.
If you tried to build an online business in the past and failed, no matter what you've tried, and you are sick and tired of failing,
head over to svensbootcamp.com and I'll take you by the hand and show you how it's done.
You know where to go. Off you go.